Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. The Lord always has your miracle in mind. Hey, I want to welcome you to a happy Thursday. Hope you're having an incredible morning. And it is rainy and a little bit chilly where I am. I hope you are doing well. And I believe that you are. I believe that God just has an amazing day planned for you. Hey, we want to give you a quick opportunity to download our app. You can do that on the Google Play or the Apple App Store. And I forgot to load a flyer in this morning, but go ahead and download that app, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Enable the push notifications so you can hear updates from the ministry. Also, we're going to be in revival in Marshfield at Compass Church this starting Friday at 7, Saturday at 6, and Sunday morning and Sunday night. It's going to be an amazing time. I believe Sunday morning is at 10, and Sunday night is at 6, and it's going to be a great time just to be in the presence of the Lord together. We're believing God for a supernatural revival, and we are asking God for great things on that. All right, so glad that you're here. We hope that you have your coffee. We hope that everything is going well, and so I want to talk to you guys today about another key to living in joy and happiness. We started a series, and it's called Keys to Living in Joy and Happiness. And the first one was, if you're not saved, then get saved. And we want to, you know, we want to make sure that we do that. You know, we want to make sure that if we're not saved, we get saved. And part two was, don't let circumstances kidnap your focus. Okay, don't let circumstances kidnap your focus. That was number two. Today, I want to give you another powerful key to making sure that you are staying and living in joy and happiness. So take some notes today. I got a lot of information for you. And here's the first one. Here's number three. We've got to become more aware of God's continual presence. I want you to write that in the comment section if you're taking notes, okay, and become more aware of his continual presence. And that's how you do that. And so the first scripture that I want to share with you is Psalm 16, and then we're going to get right into the points. He says this, he says, to make known to me the path of life, in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So what a powerful verse there. And I believe it'll be just a great opportunity for you to really grab a hold of something powerful here. So the first thing you find out in God's presence, there's the path to life. You see, in God's presence, there is a path to life that brings us to the right place at the right time in the right seasons. Isn't that a powerful thought? And I feel like that when we become more of, we're more continual of God's presence, where we get a continuation, we become more aware, we stay focused in his presence, it leads us to the path of life. And then he goes on to the second part of that scripture. You got to look at it again. He said, listen, there's fullness of joy. You know, when you're in God's presence, it leads you to the path of life. Then it brings you into the fullness of joy. You know, there's nothing better than being in the will of God. Nothing better. There's nothing better than you knowing that you're right where you're supposed to be. And then there's a happiness and a peace that comes with that, that you can't get anywhere else being in the presence of the Lord. And so I feel like that we need to really understand that. We need to really gravitate and hold to that and know that the Lord is going to bless us and strengthen us because he is good. And then it says something powerful at the end of this verse. There are pleasures forevermore. So what's God saying there? He's saying when you're constantly aware of my presence, you get the path of life. Okay, number two is you get fullness of joy. Then he said, there's pleasures always. You know, I believe that the more you're continually aware of God's presence, the more I feel like you live in a life of pleasure. You know, there's nothing more grateful for me to see my family living a life of pleasure as a father, as a husband. And what I mean by that is there is a moment, there is an opportunity where your family goes through things and you don't want to see that happen. You don't want to see that go down in your life. However, when you can really take a look at what God is doing in your life, the blessings, the fullness of joy, then guess what happens? You begin to see your family enjoy life and there's pleasures forevermore. So I feel like that we get, you know, in Psalm 16:11, when we're continually aware of God's presence, three things happen: the path of life, fullness of joy, and then the pleasures always. Now, I want to go to the next verse today, and I want to share with you another couple of points here. Check this out. This is Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. It says, keep your life from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then he says, so confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. What a couple of powerful verses here. Here's a couple of more points to understanding that when you are aware of God's presence. Number four is this: he will never leave you. I don't know about anyone else that is watching this show, but I want you to know that you are kept by a God who will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll stay right there with you through every battle, through every test, through every trial, through every situation, through every storm. And there's nothing that the enemy can do about that. There's nothing he can do about that. I want you to think about that. You know, we talked again on the first day about rejoicing in the joy of your salvation, the God of your salvation. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what that means. That means that you should be happy that you're saved. You should be happy that you're living for God. You should be happy that everything in your life revolves around the presence of the Lord. When that happens, you recognize something. God's never going to leave me. God is always right here in my life. And I love what the second part of that verse said in verse number six. He is my helper. You don't have to go through this life alone. You don't have to go through this life feeling weary, feeling frustrated, feeling down, feeling out, feeling discouraged. But you can know that you have a helper who is always there, who is your strength, who is your enormous guide in life. This is what happens when you become more aware of God's presence every day of your life. I want you to think about that. I think a lot of us are not experiencing the presence of God like we really want to, not because he isn't there, but because we're not aware of it. So let's recap a little bit. The first thing we know is he brings us, you know, to be aware. When we get aware of God's presence, we see the path of life. We step into the fullness of his joy. There's pleasures always. Then we go right into he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He is our help. And then watch this. Now I'm going to share with you another great verse. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Wow, what a verse. What a verse. And then, so what's he talking about, these things? Well, that's simple. Everything you're facing. What shall we say about these things? What does that mean? Everything I'm battling, everything I'm facing, it's going to be okay. So understand that God is involved in all things. God's involved in all things. God is involved in every part and every aspect of your life. He's involved in all things. So I want to encourage you, and I want to just tell you that God, is dealing with every part of your life. Every single aspect where you are in life, these things, everything you are in a battle of, everything that you are facing, everything that you are dealing with, God is there. And then it said, okay, when you deal with all of these things, this is a big part right here. If God be for you, no one can be against you. Guys, I truly believe that we are in a place in our lives that we need to understand that God is for us. And if God is for us, I believe firmly, not only does it mean no one, I believe nothing can come against you because God is for you. When God is for you, something definitive changes in your life. When God is for you, you know without a doubt, you're going to make it through. You're going to see, God's going to see it through. And everything you have need of, God is going to move for you in your life. If God be for you, who can be against you? Isn't that a powerful thought? That you have God on your side. So that means absolutely nothing. And that means absolutely no one can ever mess with you in your life. To the point of God is favoring you. God is strengthening you. God is encouraging you. And when that happens, everything in your life begins to drastically change because you know your circumstance is not based on who's against you, but your circumstance is now based upon who is for you. That's what happens when you become aware of God's presence. Guys, I want to encourage you today. I want to strengthen you today. And I want you to know that God is with you. And I want you to go throughout your day, your months, your years, and I want you to remember this. Here's one major key to being full of God's happiness, full of His joy. You become more aware of God's continual presence in your life. He is always there, no matter what. No matter what. Well, hey guys, thank you for tuning in today. I believe that you are going to have an incredible day. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing here at SSM. We're praying for you. We're standing in the gap for you. We're believing God for you. And I hope that you know that God wants to do something awesome and supernatural in your life today. Be blessed. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Stronger Every Day.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.